You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And in sticking with value commodities, as Wayne mentioned a little earlier, that the commodity markets have been under quite a bit of pressure of late, and they have been on the receiving end of some negative investor sentiment, and that's been affecting the returns. It's been affecting the performance. Yesterday we saw the likes of Gold Fields reporting that production was down, and despite elevated gold prices, the market did not like to hear that news. And then this morning, or sort of late last night, I got a very interesting report around gold. It was a gold quarterly report, but that also included a look at some other commodities like silver. And I thought, let's look at that. Let's look at the value that sits within some of the commodities and where we could potentially see them panning out over the next couple of months. And I'm joined on the line by the co-CEO at SA Bullion, Clint O'Brien, to take a look at the report that was put out by SA Bullion. Good evening, Clint. Thanks so much for taking the time. Very interesting report. Thanks for sharing it, and I think it's definitely something that investors might find a lot of value in it. How are you seeing the first quarter of the commodities market throughout this year when we compare it with what we saw in sort of 2022, maybe even 2021 in the last commodity super cycle? How has 2024 started?
Well, first of all, good evening and thank you for having me, Jimmy. I think the commodity cycle as it relates to precious metals differs a lot from general commodities, right? What we're seeing at the moment is warning signs or an indication of a slowdown in the global economy. And so while we see certain commodities softening, the monetary metals being gold and silver have certainly asserted itself in a serious way. And for the first quarter of 2024, gold delivered very impressive returns, 8.1% in US dollars, nearly 11% in euros, and somewhere in the area of 12% in South African rands. And I think one needs to just draw that differentiation when you are talking about gold in particular. We see gold as the ultimate currency. So we do not compare gold to commodities. We do not compare it to shares. We compare gold to cash in the bank. And when one looks at stubborn and persistently high levels of inflation, one has to ask, where do investors find a safe haven? Because with real interest rates being negative across the emerging world, we've become used to it. But now that bitterness is starting to bite and dawn in the minds of the developed world. So Canada, Japan, America, Europe, the first world nations are now experiencing decimation in the value of the units of currency that they are saving their hard-earned labor in. And so this frustration is now starting to boil over. And I think one thing that it's quite clear from a macro view is that gold knocked at the door of the price level of $2,075 three times over the course of the last 3 years, both through the invasion of the Russian invasion of Ukraine, and more recently with the geopolitical sort of struggles in the Middle East. And I kind of describe that as a Maginot line, a sort of line of fortitude where you may not pass. And I described in our earlier quarterly report that, you know, look out, because once that line of resistance is overwhelmed, as it clearly has been in the last quarter, gold is going to assert itself in a real way. And that price action has turned out to be exactly as I had forecast. And gold has galloped far higher, all the way to $2,431 an ounce, marking a 17% appreciation from that previous resistance. And, you know, once the cat's out the bag, the horse is bolted, it's going to be interesting to see where the new line in the sand is established, as the monetary metals are clearly indicating that there is growing mistrust in the value of the leading currencies of the world, and in specifically referring to the US dollar. So I'll take a pause there and ask you to redirect if you'd like to know a little bit more and in what specific area.
Clint, I want to look forward to the next kind of cycle, the line in the sand that we anticipate will come out? Because I agree with you, when we looked at the gold price, we had that $2,000 psychological level even before the $2,075 highs and all of that. And for the longest time during the pandemic, at some point the gold price was at $1,650 and we thought surely it's going to go all the way down to $1,000, but it held quite well at that support level, and that was quite an important thing for the gold price considering all of the things we were going through. If we are now beyond $2,400, a lot of analysts have called sort of $2,500 purely because it's a psychological number, it's a round number, it looks kind of okay, but the reality is the gold price hasn't really had the opportunity to rally in the same way that we saw the NASDAQ, for example, rally in the pandemic. So it does still have a lot of upside potential. Where do you see that upside potential ending?
I take a long-term view. I prefer to zoom out, right? If you go back to 1967, when the world went off a monetary system that was backed by gold, when Richard Nixon closed the gold window, and you look over that span of time, and we're talking, you know, 53 years since 1971, when that was enacted, gold has appreciated 9% in US dollars on average for 53 years. And looking at the modern era, the last 24 years of this century, gold has delivered 9% in US dollars. In rands, it's delivered 15% annualized for 53 years and 24 years, respectively. Those are pretty impressive returns. In fact, they are comparable to equities. And since October, gold has outperformed equities. And one shouldn't expect that type of performance in a non-risk asset. For most of our clients, and I mean, we're effectively the largest precious metals dealer and investment manager on the African continent. There is a swarm of investor appetite as people are no longer concerned with the sort of speculative returns. They're looking for places, harbors of safety. And I think we've reached a sort of tipping point. It's interesting that you describe the sort of COVID era, right? The prime reason that we've seen inflation in financial assets is because of the vast amount of debt creation as a result of COVID. And that money supply did not find its way into the pockets of working salaries and wages. It found its way into stock markets and has benefited the elite immensely. And those of us that are living with our feet firmly on the ground have not experienced that upside. Now we're at the end of the cycle. Interest rates are rising. You can see that across all credit markets, right? The interest demanded of the U.S. government has gone up from 0.5% to 4.5%, right? That's ninefold in the space of 2 years. By extension, every other credit market, whether you're borrowing money as Microsoft, you rank behind the U.S. government, or at least for human history, you should. And those mechanics are changing today, Jimmy. As borrowing costs rise, growth industries will not be able to refinance their balance sheets to support more innovation, growth, deployment of factories. And this is going to create a retardant or a handbrake effect. And the fact that when you roll over debt and you pay nine times what you were paying in the previous cycle, look out below, there's likely to be liquidity problems. We see that with personal credit card debts being at the highest level in human history in most of the developed world. And liquidity crises morph into solvency crises, which morph into broader global financial crises. And in that sort of environment, you just don't know what is going to fall over. Mm. And I think gold is asserting itself, and so is silver, funnily enough, to say that there is a shift underway. And this moved beyond 2075. It's really just describing something that has been developing for over 20 years now, since the turn of the century. And the reaction is quite marked, and I'm quite eager to see how the balance of this price action plays out over the next year.
Certainly interesting times ahead. We'll keep an eye on these and see how the market outperforms. We'll leave it at that, Clint. Thanks so much for those insights. Clint O'Brien, co-CEO at SA Bullion, his thoughts on the gold and silver markets and what could be to come.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.